This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
How do you do? Welcome to the DJV. Say it again, Doug. There it is. That's not a great way to start the hour. When you can't do your own name, then you're in big trouble. It's the Doug Steffen introduction, presenting Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off today because she can't talk. Other than that, she's fine. Fine. So I don't know why I chuckle. It's a horrible thing for a broadcaster not to be able to talk. Can you imagine, Victoria, going through life without a voice? It's actually a good exercise once in a while when there's a lesson in life that we all need to learn, and that is when to keep our mouths shut. It's something that has come hard to me over the years because I think sometimes I'm an expressive, you know, that psychological term, an expressive. I'm an empath and an expressive. So this is a perfect job for me. This is a perfect way for me to earn a living. But it sometimes it gets it. When I was a kid, it got me into trouble. As an adult, and part of it has to do with my Scorpio nature. Any good astrologer who understands Maria Trilogy actually taught me about what there is that's quirky about my Scorpio nature, combined with the other things, you know, the part of my rising sign and where the moon is and stuff. But I always want to know why.
What's your rising sign?
My rising sign is Pisces. My moon's in Pisces. My rising sign's Aquarius. I'm very, very inquisitive, which has made me great at what I do. But I also tend to...
Very humble, too. There must be some other part of you that's very humble.
Excuse me? There's some other part of... Well, there is, frankly. I'm very much a server, and I always put other people first. And it's a habit that's got me into trouble. It's time now for all of us who are trying to figure out what life is about. All through our lives, I think we have questions, and sometimes we never get answers because we don't ask the right questions, we don't ask the right people. You know that I'm a great believer in shaping our minds as well as our body and keeping our minds healthy as well as our body. So you all of us, I should say collectively, have habits that are formed early on for life. And as you get older, you don't want them any longer. You don't need them any longer. So how do you dump them? The old habits that are incompatible with either where you are now or, more importantly, that future that you're trying to create for yourself. Do you replace old habits with new ones and help yourself to the person that you want to be, not the person that you were? One of them is, you know, you focus on blame and stuff. That doesn't ever fix anything. I keep talking about Joel Osteen and his focus on the rearview mirror being small, and it's a great analogy, whether you like Osteen or you don't. Great analogy. Rearview mirror is small for a reason. The windshield is big for a reason. So you take it from there. It's food for thought. You go through as you get older, and you see your friends either pass away, or you see relationships that you've had that you've wanted just kind of crumble, and you think, okay, how do we move this all ahead? How do we move it to the next phase, the next page, or whatever it is? And so hopefully you're able to work with that, because otherwise your life will become miserable and you get angry, and you've all seen people who, as they get older, just seem to get just angry and nasty, and who wants to live that way? Oof. I'm Captain Curmudgeon. That's as far as I want to go.
I was waiting for that part. Yeah.
Thank you. Yes. All right, Victoria, what's the lead here? Now I've digressed a bit. What do we have that's a breaking news, trending story?
Well, the DNC is in the news, and the reason for it is because officials within the Democratic National Committee, they're actually warning party candidates not to use certain smartphones, especially ones made by ZTE or Huawei. Now, those are the two Chinese companies that we've talked a lot about over the last 6 or 7 months. Mm-hmm. ZTE, of course, that was really in the headlines. They were the intelligence officials testified that both of the companies, ZTE and Huawei, were using smartphones to spy on Americans. And so that's exactly the reason that this warning has hit the DNC. The reason for it is because apparently the chief security officer, Bob Lord, made this announcement in an email after the committee learned that some of the party members were planning on buying ZTE phones for their staff. And so they said that the devices should not be purchased for work or personal use because of the security risk that they pose.
Face.
And, you know, earlier in the year, the Trump administration punished ZTE for violating sanctions on Iran and North Korea. And then there was sort of an about face, and now ZTE is okay to use again or whatever. But don't trust it. Even, you know, they make a lot of burner phones. They're cheap phones. You can buy them at Walmart. You can buy them everywhere. It's tempting, but if you really, you know, if you value your privacy, then stay away from these
brands. What are they doing with the information, though? That's right. What the heck are you doing with the
information? Well, if you think about it, what you know, why was Cambridge Analytica taking Facebook data? You know, what were they using it for? And then it turns out they aggregate all that data and they sold it to the Trump campaign. So you never know. And in China, who knows what they're using it for? Yeah. You know, it's opposition research, spying on Americans. We've talked about some of the smart TVs
that
can spy on American viewing habits.
I get that, but what does that get them? Because we're their best friends in terms of getting them to where they are now. And if we're silly enough to keep buying their junk, you know, which some people are, then they continue to have a presence. They continue to have impact and import. But it's us that are giving them that. We're giving them. So why do
that?
Well,
a lot of times you hear stories when people are hacking or spying on any group of people, that information then gets sold on the dark web. And so when you could take it down to a personal level where a lot of cell phones have been hacked of celebrities, they've had some pretty embarrassing pictures released, there's ransom for it, there are a lot of negative things that can come from having your information spied upon. So no one wants it. It's not good news for anybody, and especially a political party, whether it's the Republicans or the Democrats. No one wants all those phones to be able to be hacked easily. They're very mm-hmm. easily hacked, and they can be controlled almost like a drone. So, you know, it's not something that I understand.
Right, so
that a lot of people use a lot of people buy these phones because they're burner phones and they're very cheap. But it's just you really do get what you pay for. Don't do
all
it.
Right. So there it is. The ZTE. How do you know it's a ZTE phone? Does it say
right
on the box?
It. Oh yeah, it says that that's the brand, just like Samsung or LG or whatever.
All right, there it is. ZTE, ladies and gentlemen, a public service of the DJB. Say it again. The DJV program. I want to do a postscript to what I said a few minutes ago. We were talking about where you are now and where you want to be and the rearview mirror stuff that I use often now because I think it is so poignant. In other words, nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but you can start today. You can't change what you've done. You cannot change the past. It's over. But you can start right now, here today, and make a new ending to the story. Does that make more sense? You can't, I want to begin over again. You can't begin over. you can't. But you can start now and cause the story to change. What the ending is all about will change if you change. And maybe you take that. That's maybe the better point that I was trying to make earlier. Sometimes I don't make my points as well as I would like to, so I think them through. And I did listen to your story. I got the story by ZTE, but I tend to go down the same street with all the Chinese stuff. So after you were done with the first sentence or two, I went back to thinking, well, what did I just say? Do people understand what I just said? Hopefully you do. 15 after the hour here in the DJV program.
hear. Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2 liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic, not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
If you wear a denture, are you sure your breath is clean and fresh? Try Polident. It's specifically designed to clean a denture because it's tough on odor-causing bacteria, but gentle on the denture itself. Polident has a 4-in-1 cleaning system with 4 powerful ingredients that work together to deep clean your denture. It kills 99.99% of odor-causing bacteria in laboratory testing and helps to remove stains. Feel confident and clean every day with Polident. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for $1, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just $1 or less. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supply, see store for details.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
I'm Ernesto Hernandez, Purple Heart recipient from Iraq and founder of Wounded Paul Project. Every day in the U.S., we lose 20 veterans to suicide. At the same time, the same day, thousands of dogs and shelters are euthanized. The Wounded Paul Project strives to bring these two together by training shelter dogs to be service or comfort animals to our nation's heroes. We save a paw to save a life. Go to woundedpawproject.org to learn more and to donate. That's woundedpawproject.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We all have our police blotters in our communities. The Framingham police blotter this weekend, women facing charges after a fight, included one woman smashing a wine bottle on the head of the other one, and the other one picked up a chair and swung it at her. They were arguing about a lawn chair, and it was 2:30 in the morning on Sunday, and police theorized that alcohol was involved. Hard to believe, right? Fighting over a patio chair next to a minivan. And so the one lady took a bottle and whacked it over the head of the other one, and then the other one that had the bottle whacked on her head picked up the chair and smashed it against a minivan. So there, you can't use it. If I can't have it, you can't have it either. Police were called to the address and found numerous beer cans and old wine bottle. They're all old. these kinds, but they happen everywhere. I just use that. I kind of chuckle about it. But they have these sorts of things happen everywhere. They happen in your neighborhood, Kara. Happen in Victoria's in a pretty upscale neighborhood, so and that's probably right down the boardwalk. Would you see people there? Yeah, you see people in the middle of Saturday night, early Sunday morning, especially there. All those sorts of things. The vagaries of too much alcohol. You know what happens to your system if you're out in the sun and you're you know how much quicker the alcohol works when you are. You can get drunk so much faster when you're hot. Apparently, I don't know why that is, but that was something that was a lesson I learned a long time ago. Have you found that to be the case, Victoria? I don't know why asking you, but
Here's one. Okay, so there's two reasons I would think for that. Number one, if you're drinking during the day, you always get drunk faster because the enzymes that you need to break down alcohol don't kick in until the nighttime.
Got it. 21 after the hour.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Swift on Saturday with Brian Adams in Toronto at the second of her shows at Rogers Center, the duet on his hit, The Summer of 69. Crank it up a bit. This is from the mid-80s. So Adams had played the arena the night before down the street from the stadium, where he told his fans that he had to get out of the car and walk to the venue because the traffic was so bad because of all the Swift fans flooding the arena to see her first show of the weekend. That happened down here in Boston, Foxborough Stadium. The same sort of thing happened a couple of weeks ago. Taylor sprung the surprise by saying, "It's just one of my favorite songs ever written. It's not one of mine, but you guys have been singing so loud all night, I really wanted to see how loud it could be." She encouraged everybody to keep singing as she launched into the opening lines of this song, Summer of 69. And so then Adams emerged from a trap door with his guitar, picking up where she left off with the second verse. And then they continued to share or take the lead on lines from the first chorus forward. After the show, Taylor posted a video of the duet saying, "I didn't even know Brian was going to be in town until last night, and I asked him completely last minute if he wanted to come sing. Pretty evident from the videos that I'm fully losing it with excitement, and I can't thank Brian Adams enough." So that must have been kind of a neat thing. Is there any history between the two of them at all?
I don't think they knew each other until this. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good way to do
it. He still sounds really good, too.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, right.
That's always great, because that just introduced him, well, for him, he hasn't played in front of that many people in a long time.
No, right.
But that's a whole new generation of people
who now
know that song.
Well, he was in the stadium, and he was in the arena, and she was in the stadium.
Right.
So, good. Toronto would be a good venue, I would have thought, for them, for both of them. All right, so that's the Taylor Swift Brian Adams story. Next up, musically speaking, on the DJV program with Victoria and Kara and Doug, the focus on Dolly Parton. The Dollywood Amusement Park announced a $37 million expansion, new rides, a restaurant, live entertainment. It's called Wildwood Grove. plan to open up next year. Dollywood said in a news release, the investment meets the company's commitment of $300 million over a 10-year period, 4 years ahead of schedule. Wow. They must have quite a... This is a big expansion. They have to be doing very well there. I would think, just because of Dolly and her name and her demeanor, that would bring people in. But obviously, a lot of people have fun there.
Yeah.
So they're going to expand with 6 new rides, a suspended family roller coaster called the Dragonflyer. I think I could do without that. Also, various indoor and outdoor play areas for families. Barton said that this place... visitors have a place to explore, play, and imagine together. But more importantly, it's a place where they can spend more time together. So they start this year and they finish it next year. How often does she appear at the park? Is there a stage? Is there a place for her to do concerts?
I don't know. I'm assuming there has to be some performance space for concerts and stuff. Yeah.
I have such regard for her. I think she's such a fabulous in all kinds of ways. Just a great example of what you can do if you want. When you start from nothing, zero, and make something of yourself. Not everybody has it in their character or their demeanor. Some people do, and when they put their mind to it, they really do get things done. So congratulations to Dolly and all the people who feel good listening to her music and have a good time at Dollywood. What a great place. It's in the middle of the mountains, too, by the way. Middle of nowhere. 28 past the hour on the DJV program.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I am Nick Miles. Chinese luxury brand Gayan launches next month in L.A. Gayan's first high-performance car can reach ranges of 435 miles on a single charge and hit 62 miles an hour in less than 4 seconds. This new car will also have self-driving capabilities, which the company calls Intelligent Vehicle Operation Systems. The company released a tease photo of the new car, but it doesn't tell us much. It looks much like a sporty sedan to rival Tesla. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
There's a common thread I see every time I'm in the field.
While this was burning, you were saving other homes.
Neighbors helping neighbors and strangers alike.
No official first responders, they're just volunteers going in and bringing folks out.
This is what America is about.
Sometimes it's nice to see all the good that's out there.
We have seen it in community after community after community.
Watch NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt, evenings on NBC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Four new sanctions against China being readied by the Trump administration. Sanctions that would hit $16 billion worth of Chinese imports. The president announcing it as part of a meeting he had yesterday with business leaders, saying they would take effect on August 23rd. At that meeting, he also touted the U.S. economy.
President Trump, hosting business leaders at his New Jersey resort, says he thinks the GDP could top 5% by next quarter. He says his economic policies are working.
Through tax cuts, deregulation, powerful trade policies, and unleashing American energy, where we're now the largest in the world, we're taking our economy to incredible new heights.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Results in a closely watched special U.S. House election in Ohio remain much too close to call. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Now 34 at the hour, another conversation for all of us to listen to with each other, focused on the future, focused on the now, trying something new today, are you? That's good. You failed before. You've done well before. It happens. That's part of life. You do some things well, some things you want to do, you can't do, some things that you didn't think you could do, you do. So I think that goes with learning and talking and listening and all that good stuff. So let's see how well we do here. First off, people in the news. Brian France runs NASCAR, was arrested for driving while intoxicated in Sag Harbor, New York.
I'd actually like to amend you. No fake news. He used to run NASCAR as of today.
Gonzo. Because of
but
this?
Really, a little break. A DUI, I know he's on leave, but a DUI is enough to make you lose your job forever? And I'm only asking that. Like, I don't know the answer. I don't know.
I think he gets a second chance, but I guess when he got pulled over, he pulled the Trump card. He's like, I know the president.
You know who I am?
He actually said that? Oh.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, okay. So he didn't pull the Trump card saying, I'm a friend of Donald Trump's. He said, I run NASCAR. Is that what he said to the police?
No, he said, I'm friends with the president.
I know the
president.
Oh,
he did. Oh. The Trump card could be used in any number of ways.
Hey, look, if it gets you a pardon, why not? I guess you got to try, right?
Right. Would you pardon somebody for something like that?
No, but I mean, I'm saying he's trying to get a pardon from the cops.
Robert Redford says he's all done acting. He has retired. His new movie, The Old Man and the Gun, will be his last. Never say never, but I pretty well concluded that this would be it for me in terms of acting. And I'll move toward retirement after this, because I've been doing this since I was 21, and I'm 82 now. I didn't, well, he looks older because he had a bad face job. He's always, a lot of women think he looks, no matter what his face looks like, he still is gorgeous. Anyway, this guy, Forrest Tucker, he portrays Forrest Tucker, a real-life career convict who reportedly boasted he was better at escaping than Harry Houdini. The thing that really got me about him, Redford said, which I hope the film shows, he robbed 17 banks, got caught 17 times, went to prison 17 times, and escaped 17 times.
That's amazing.
Sounds like a pretty good
Sounds
story.
Like a good movie, right?
Yeah, it does. Elizabeth Moss, Sissy Spacek, Casey Affleck, and Danny Glover are in the film as well. Comes out next month. I haven't heard about this. The Old Man and the Gun. So, will it be at 82? Has he had enough? I suppose maybe. He's what an icon, though, when you think about people who have influenced a particular business. He certainly has. Speaking of icons, French celebrity chef Joël Robuchon. Would you pronounce it that way in French? Robuchon?
Yep.
Passing away at 73. All right, you're going to have to carry this one, Victoria, because this sort of thing means nothing to me. I don't know who this guy is.
I know you don't like food or anything.
Well, I love food, but I don't know the French equivalent of Bobby Flay. Is that who this guy is?
Oh, God, no. No, this guy is way, way above Bobby Flay. He is the most Michelin-starred chef in history. He has 32.
Mean?
Well, you've heard of a Michelin
Michelin's
star, right?
Are tires, as far as
no.
I'm concerned.
Oh boy.
Some people complain so much about restaurants, and you leave, you have to wait a certain amount of time, or if you don't have good service. I'm surprised you don't know about Michelin star restaurants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, if a chef ever gets one Michelin star in his career, it changes
gigantic.
Your trajectory forever.
Really?
This guy had 32 Michelin stars.
Wow.
So he is. He had cancer. I think people knew he was ill. French President Emmanuel Macron issued a lovely tribute, saying that Joël Robuchon died today, but his 32 Michelin stars shine bright in the constellation of world gastronomy. And so many chefs have been talking about this, how influential he was. Anthony Bourdain had him on his show several times, and he's basically just a god
amongst
chefs.
Anthony Bourdain's dead too, so he joins Anthony Bourdain.
Sensitive. Very sensitive. Right. I love when Doug was talking about how he's an empath. I'm like, I could not stifle the laughter hard enough.
Really? Well, in my personal
in your
life,
head, you're an empath. Yeah.
I am referred to sometimes as an empath, but thank you for pointing out the fact that it was laughable as far as you're concerned.
Right. Well, when you make comments like that constantly, yes, it is.
What? That Bourdain is dead? What's wrong? That is, the guy's dead. So that's a factual comment. No fake news here. He's not still alive.
Right. No fake news.
He's
right.
Dead. D-E-A-D.
Okay. It's when you focus on it like that and you keep reiterating
assumed
it over and over again, capital letter D-E-A-D, assumed room temperature, that's when people get upset about it.
Really? Yeah.
You know,
I'm not upset. Why are you upset?
Yeah. See, I understand you're not upset because you're not empathetic about other people who may be upset about the fact that Anthony Bourdain died in a
I'm
horrible
empathic
way.
When it comes to people who are alive. People who are dead, it's like looking in the rearview mirror.
Man.
You can't do
right. Well, I'm sure.
Oh, the rearview mirror. Here we
but
go
how about
again.
The people who miss the dead people?
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh. Okay, do you miss Anthony Bourdain?
I do.
A lot
I was
of people
a huge
do.
Fan, yeah.
Really? Okay. All right, well, good for you then.
And
you
how
can
crazy
stick up
for
him.
You that you may miss someone who's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I miss people
do.
Who are dead. Yeah,
yeah.
But not him. Just talking about specifically about him. All right,
yeah,
next
Kara,
up.
Just
Jennifer.
On.
The Democratic National Committee has warned its members against using the ZTE phones. And I wonder what your take on that is. What do the Republicans use? The Democrats use ZTE phones. What do the Republicans use? Why is it that they singled out the ZTE? We remember when Trump basically pulled the plug on them, and now I guess it's the plug's back in. But there are security risks. But I wonder why it's the DNC is warning its members not to use them. Where are the Republicans in all this?
I don't know. I haven't heard about the Republicans, but definitely the DNC's chief security officer, his name's Bob Lord, had wrote a warning to his members, his Democratic congressional members, that it's important that party and campaign workers not use ZTE devices, even if the price is low or free. So, don't be cheap.
It's free.
They didn't say why. This is a report according to CNN. They didn't say why he's telling people not to use these devices. But his warning is echoing the U.S. intelligence agencies, which was issued back in February, that they're using these devices to spy on everybody. So, look, I think it's commendable that the DNC is worried about security right now because they were victimized pretty heavily. And the FBI director himself has said that they're concerned about the risk of allowing any company that's beholden to foreign governments that don't share our values to have power inside of our telecommunications network. So I think, you know, it's smart. It's probably erring on the side of caution for no good reason other than to probably just make sure that they're not handing over the keys to the front door of the DNC.
Yeah. All right. And the results of this investigation into the Las Vegas concert shooting finds no motive. That sort of surprised a lot of people. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo said that this guy was an unremarkable man. And they had, is this a year? How long ago
October
this guy shoot up?
Be a year.
October, okay. Yeah. So they can't find any motive. Is that good police work, bad police work?
It still smells so bad to me. I don't know. And the way that the information comes out now, filtering out months and months and months later, and we've had this conversation, when someone who's driving a truck down the road who's not an American citizen can be identified, we know exactly what his motives were within an hour of the event actually taking place. This seems really strange. What they did release, and it made news where I live in Southern California, is that apparently they let out a couple of days ago that he was, Stephen Paddock is a shooter's name, was looking up information on sites in Southern California, like the Santa Monica Pier.
I saw that,
looking at highly populated areas in Southern California, I guess, as a possible target.
Yeah. And then you think about that. I was walking down Miles, and Megan and I walked down. We took the train out to the Santa Monica stop and then walked down to the pier. And now, I'm thinking of the hotels that are around there. You could, you know, go up to the sixth floor. There's two or three hotels right there after you just said what you did and have a shooting gallery. There are thousands of people that are there all day, every day. Who thinks like that, though?
Well, and was he thinking? I feel like there's so much more to this story that we're never going to know. We're never going to hear. I don't know what it is, but this does not add up and it does not smell right.
No.
It's weird that he was also targeting Lollapalooza in Chicago. That's so bizarre. Unless he just was a quack and you can't get inside the mind of a crazy person. And he really just wanted to do the most damage possible.
And that could be. Or maybe there was something else going on and these are internet searches that we're supposed to be told about. I don't know. I don't know.
All right.
A lot of theories. And you know what breeds conspiracy theories when you're not getting transparency from law enforcement.
So, we were talking about Alex Jones. This is the last person in the news at the moment. He has asked Donald Trump to intervene. His content has been removed from YouTube, from Facebook, from iTunes. And he said globalists and the Chinese are trying to ruin his career. He has skipped over his violation of policies on graphic violence and hate speech at Facebook, YouTube, and iTunes. So he called upon the president to make Jones's content back available again because it's the right thing to do. What an arrogant ass.
Well, it is. You know, I'm no fan of Alex Jones, but it is the right thing to do. The fact
I'm not
that
a fan of his
off-
either. But in this circumstance, they're private companies, and I believe in free speech, and I can say that he's an arrogant ass because
then they should pull off the people that teach people how to make bombs out of crock pots.
Okay, why don't they? That's a great point.
Don't
pull his stuff away. But
different though.
It needs to be it really should be a fair playing field, and it's not. It is absolutely not.
It is so obvious how biased people are on the West Coast. The Hollywood City Council has a resolution urging that Donald Trump's star be removed from the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Who the hell are you?
They should actually pull it out because people
Why?
Keep going and destroying it.
It's been
and
destroyed
it's costing
twice.
Tons of money.
Oh,
yeah,
that's the
put
reason
it back in
broke.
After he's out of office, but for now it's going to be...
I thought it was a political statement, so you're saying
well,
it isn't. It's
I don't know, it might be. But
sort of is, but the it's also thing. Because it's expensive. But they could put it someplace that's protected. There are other places, like if you put it in the, you know, near Chinese, the Grauman Chinese Theater, that it's very exposed. People walk up to it and they chip it away. The right. guy did it twice, and he's going to go to jail for 3 years just to pull out Trump's star. It's so
11
ridiculous.
Before
so
the
stupid.
Hour.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
In-store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/118, limit 30.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is famous as a city that never sleeps. But be careful what you do after hours. There are 26,000 bars and restaurants in New York City. But if you enjoy live music, singing, or dancing, you could be breaking the law. That's because a Prohibition-era law still forbids three or more people from dancing any place where there is musical entertainment. Any exceptions require an expensive city-issued license that very few businesses actually have. Instead of looking through the lens of liberty, city officials go to court to defend that old cabaret law. In one case, they argued there is no protected First Amendment right of expression to engage in recreational dancing. We should tell our officials they have no right to regulate us if we want to dance the night away.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right. Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Time is 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffen with the great, I was going to say the late and great, but that wouldn't be fair. Tom Kreiner
still here.
What? Are you still here?
Still here.
Tommy the K. Yes, he's here. All right. Tommy is here to represent advice, consent, info. Tom is in the refinishing wood floor business at the moment. In his own place, but he has great expertise. He also has a great website, moneypit.com. Always lots of resources there, lots of information. We'll tell you what the latest is and how you can sign up after we answer this question from listener Joel, who said that he has a basement floor that's poured concrete, a lot of rise and fall from one end to the other. It's 9 inches. That's very interesting. What do you suggest other than an atomic bomb? What does he do to fix that?
Well, I mean, first of all, his ceiling height goes from 98 inches to 107, so he has at least an 8 foot ceiling height even in the low end.
Yeah.
I would want to know why. I would want to know why that floor is so out of level. Now, basement floors are not really part of the house structure, so. Mm. You build a foundation and you pour the floor last. If the floor was just poured really poorly, then you know you could just tear that floor out and level it ground and re-pour it. But that's really key to understand why that had happened. Was there an obstruction underneath or whatever? To try to level the floor, I mean, he could add an additional layer to that, or he could use a floor leveling system for that, but then he's going to lose, you know.
So just pour on top of the current floor, you're saying.
Right.
Has settlement, exactly. what kind of play is settlement in all of this? This is a big gap.
If there's evidence of cracking or movement, then that's important to know. And again another reason, I mean, with my house, I would investigate further and probably tear the floor out.
I want to know how old the house is, too. If this is something that was If it's an old, I remember the house that I grew up in had, it was one of the oldest houses in Framingham, and it had stone, it was the foundation was stones from the stone wall, and over the years they'd put mud in it, and then they put concrete in it, and the floor was a poured floor that had cracks and crevices and and a drain down the middle of it for the water that came in from the old
stones.
To go out to some
stones.
So, but that we had a 9-inch from one end to the other easily.
And you know, though, I mean, the ceiling height though is kind of a giveaway here because most older homes don't have ceiling heights in the basements that are that tall.
Right,
because the basements were a lot harder to dig, so they were more for utility space for the heating equipment and for the
remember these old houses that go back 300 years. Hello, the cellar was dug by hand. That's how they they brought the fieldstone in to put it up to put the house on top of it. That's how
they did. That's why I said they were just there to hold the mechanical equipment, but and maybe the coal. You know, they really weren't designed for finished basements in older homes.
Yeah.
Good point.
Right. All right, what's the best tip in the current issue of the Money Pit Home Improvement Weekly Newsletter?
We have many, many fantastic tips, and hard to select your favorite child, Doug. But one of the things that we feature this week are 7 home improvement ideas under $1,000. Most people think that remodeling always has to be really expensive, but we've got 7 ideas that you can do to your house in a fairly short period of time for under $1,000. Updating kitchen countertops and different types of painting techniques, updates for outdoors and for curb appeal improvements and energy efficiency. You know, all the way across the board, great projects that you can tackle for under a grand.
MoneyPit.com. All right. I saw this in a newspaper article over the weekend. There's a new program where you can get rid of spiders and rodents in your home. They cause $5 billion of property damage in the U.S. every year. It has to do with ultrasonic technology that chases the pests away with, you know, I guess, what is there, a sound that drives them crazy?
Yeah, that technology's been around forever, and I've never heard really good things about it. I don't think it's brand new. I mean, if you want to keep rodents away from your house, and this is something to think about this time of year as it starts to turn in terms of the seasons and it gets colder, you know, you got to keep the food away. You know, you can't store things on the floor that they can get into. You know, you don't want to have firewood piles against the side of your house. It makes nesting sites. You want to look at the outside of your house for any small gaps where rodents get into and stuff them with steel wool so that they can't, you know, sort of chew their way through it. I mean, you need to do the basic steps to rodent-proof your house, but I don't think that technology is one that I would turn to for my first attempt to keep rodents out.
Not the best way. Well, I was just thinking, I've had ants and mice in my house this summer.
Yeah.
We had some mice last winter and had traps all over the place, and then we plugged up a few holes outside. Those are the sorts of things you should be looking for now, I think, as you said. Don't say it's cold weather's coming. Come on, that's not right. Tom Kreidler, MoneyPit.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Angie's List has collected millions of verified reviews of local home service providers, and now they're free for everyone to read. Angie's List makes it easy for you to find top quality service providers in your area for any type of home project. Search for a great pro in your area, or let Angie's List instantly match you to a few who can do the job. To get the most reviews from real customers, all for free, go to AngiesList.com today.